broke his neck. Turned over on his back. Put it on the bank. He said, well, y'all done made your boat through. I said, how? He said, what are we going to do with this long fish? That boy said, I'm sure what we're going to do. He wasn't cut a pole about as long as y'all, for me and you, and that was too short because that fish tail was dragging in the way. He got a long one. Put bumpy that pole and Mr. what you call it, one, and brought that fish to the front. 9.5 foot. Now that's right. Like people might think that you, old man get one right back of Mr. where Mr. live right now. It used to be the big house. That fish carried that man almost to Lakeland in that water. And brought him back. And you might think it's a joke and a jam 12 o'clock when that fish started down, but he was in a flat, not a skip though. Just a flat, just a big something straight. And you could see the back of that boat just doing that like that. But he held them.
Flat ball.
And that thing come back with that man. And he held him, hollering and holding to it. And when them people brought that fish on the bank, it was all evening cleaning that fish and cutting it up. A godfish. They said that was an alligator fish. And them thing would bite you too. I said, well, sir, you don't know the fish they got in there.
You ever seen a gator around here?
Gator? Sure, they used to be playing one of them in this yard one time. But they ain't none now. I tell you what happened. I didn't see that, but my auntie told me that. Mr. this boy, great-grandpa, his great-great-grandpa, and had a daughter called Miss Emma, Miss Liska, and Miss Jenny, Miss Agnes. That gator got in that yard. And old man, he was the hostler, you know, feed mule and everything around him. Mr. Sullivan, he said, what you want to have him? He said, look at that cocoa. That's what you call him in French, you know. He said, open the gate and drive him out. That old man said, I ain't going to open no gate to drive no alligator out. Brought a big piece of bread to give that deer. And he ate it. They drive him out, he went to the river. That time they had plenty of them in that river. But they ain't got them young more. They want some young now. But that's a good Indian. You ever ate that? Uh-uh. Oh, sure, man. You talk about a good eat.
Now, other games you eat, well, when you were swimming, did they have a place where you could get up on the bank and...
Oh, yeah, that bank was flat, you know. You get up on a snake. They beat me right now. Jumped in that water in that moss.
Guarding
by that moss?
Yeah.
Must have been a guy that thing burned me like fire. But it didn't do me nothing. I just kept swimming. I went to that old snake doctor. He told me that ain't gonna do you nothing because he hit you in the water. You see that part of the thing going? But God dog, that thing burned. And we swim out there. The bank just is flat. No steep hill. Some place they got steep hill, but they got a flat place there too, you see.
If there was a tree over the water, they might get in it and...
That's right. I'll tell you what. One of them made me jump in the water back in them woods. That was one of them tree climbers, which was up in that little dogwood. And me and that boy was out there cause a gig, and he seen that snake up in the brushes. He said, I'm going to knock him down. I said, don't knock that snake down. We was in the old rat. The rat made with log. And that fool hit that limb, that snake fell in the water, right? And got right in that rat. And I say, look, when Phone Jack I got drowned. That's correct. I said, now you see that? What a snake. But in that river there, they hardly stay in that river. Too much water there, you see. But back then, yes, sir. And then again,
yeah. Well, nowadays they go to a place, they got a springboard, and they do what?
The people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they go. But they do that over down at Bonaventure. They got a camp down there, and people go there on a springboard to jump and see if it will. I don't know. I seen a man got hurt so bad for them things.